Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. Hertz is down over 60% in the past year. The lawsuits are stacking up, and the stock is trading for barely the price of a fast food combo meal. But here's the thing. It just bounced over 20% in a month, and the forums are starting to whisper about a comeback. So is this a deep value trap or a genuine turnaround setup? We're plugging HTZ into MarketSnap's valuation model to see what the math actually says. For those who need a quick refresher, Hertz Global Holdings is one of the most recognizable names in vehicle rental, operating out of Estero, Florida, with around 26,000 employees. The business splits into two main divisions, U.S. car rental and international car rental, and they've been around since 1918. That's over a century of history. But as we'll see, a century of brand recognition doesn't protect you from a brutal balance sheet and a collapsing used car market. Let's talk revenue, because this is where the story starts to get interesting. For fiscal 2025, Hertz brought in about $8.5 billion. The U.S. car rental segment contributed roughly $8.6 billion of that, while international added another $1.7 billion. On a geographic basis, the U.S. accounted for around $6.4 billion, with non-U.S. markets contributing about $2.1 billion. Now here's the concerning part. Revenue has actually been shrinking. In 2023, they did $9.4 billion. In 2024, that dropped to just over $9 billion. And in 2025, we're down to $8.5 billion. That's a steady decline of roughly 5 to 6% per year. For a company with this much debt, shrinking revenue is not a good combination. Now let's get into the earnings. And honestly, this is where things get ugly. In 2025, Hertz reported a net loss of $747 million, or negative 2.41 per share. That's bad, but it's actually a massive improvement over 2024, when they lost a staggering $2.86 billion. That's negative 9.34 per share. The gross margin tells a similar story. In 2023, gross profit was $1.7 billion. In 2024, it collapsed to just $283 million. And in 2025, it recovered somewhat to $971 million. So we're seeing a business that's trying to stabilize, but it's still firmly in lost territory. Operating income in 2025 was just $14 million, basically break-even at the operating line. Management's commentary from the Q1 2026 call is worth noting here. They pointed to a significant improvement in financial results, and there's clearly a focus on fleet discipline and cost control. The tone was cautiously optimistic, with an emphasis on long-term growth and profitability through strategic partnerships and operational efficiency. But the market hasn't fully bought into that narrative, and given the recent disclosure events, it's easy to see why. Let's dig into the balance sheet, because this is where Hertz's real problems live. Total assets sit at around $22.3 billion, but total liabilities are $22.8 billion. That means stockholders' equity is negative $459 million. The company has more debt than assets, which is never a comfortable position. The debt-to-equity ratio is technically negative because of that negative equity, but the real story is the enterprise value, over $21 billion. That's enormous relative to a market cap of under $700 million. The market is essentially saying the equity is worth very little, and the bondholders are the ones holding the real risk. On the cash flow side, operating cash flow was positive at $1.6 billion in 2025, which is a good sign. But free cash flow has been deeply negative historically because of the massive capital expenditures required to maintain the vehicle fleet. In 2024 alone, they spent over $10 billion on property and equipment. That's the nature of this business. It's incredibly capital intensive. So let's break this down with a SWOT analysis. On the strength side, Hertz still has one of the most recognized brands in the industry, a global footprint, and they've shown they can generate positive operating cash flow even in tough times. The 2025 results showed meaningful improvement over the disaster that was 2024. The weaknesses are hard to ignore. Negative stockholders' equity, persistent net losses, declining revenue, and a business model that requires billions in annual fleet investment just to keep the lights on. The gross margin recovery to 14% is still thin for a business with this much operational leverage. Opportunities include the potential for fleet cost normalization, better pricing discipline across the industry, and the eventual recovery in travel demand. If used car prices stabilize, depreciation costs could come down meaningfully, which would flow straight to the bottom line. But the threats are severe. We're seeing multiple securities class action lawsuits alleging inadequate disclosure about liquidity and dilution risk. The stock fell more than 40% after those disclosures. There's also the ongoing risk of further dilution, continued pressure on used car values, and the structural challenge of competing with ride-sharing and changing mobility habits. Now let's look at the price action, because it tells a pretty dramatic story. Over the past year, HTZ is down about 61%. Over 3 months, it's down nearly 59%. But here's the interesting part. Over the past month, it's actually up 21%, and in the past week alone, it's gained another 5%. So we're seeing a stock that has been absolutely crushed but is showing some short-term bounce. The question is whether that bounce is a dead cat bounce or the beginning of a real recovery. Given the fundamental picture we just walked through, I'd be cautious about reading too much into a one-month rally. All right, here's my honest take on HTZ. I want to be upfront with you. Our valuation model output for this name looks noisy. The MarketSnap model puts fair value somewhere in the neighborhood of $6, which is above the current price of around $2, suggesting maybe 15 to 20% upside. But honestly, I wouldn't hang your thesis on that precise number. The model had to be rerouted because the initial output was economically implausible, and the plausible range is somewhere between $5 and $20. That's a huge range, and it tells you how uncertain this situation is. Here's what I actually think. Hertz is a deeply troubled business with a negative book value, ongoing legal exposure, and a capital-intensive model that makes it very hard to generate shareholder value. The recent bounce could continue in the short term. Momentum is momentum, but this is not a stock I'd want to own for the long haul, unless you have a very high risk tolerance and a thesis that used car prices are about to turn sharply higher. If you disagree with our inputs, you can run your own assumptions on MarketSnap's intrinsic value calculator on our website and see how the number shifts. But for me, the risk-reward here is skewed against the common shareholder. The lawsuits, the dilution risk, the negative equity, these aren't things that resolve themselves quickly. What do you think about HTZ? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.